Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
This is a new church. I said, this is a new church. Come on, let's thank the Lord. Come on, let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We give you glory, we give you honor and praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy, your grace. We praise your wonderful name. This church didn't exist last Sunday. This is a new church. You may be seated. I had a very simple but very amazing time with God this morning. I've had the privilege of being part of many moves of God, of seeing revival in my church when I was a pastor in the community out of which Kingdom Faith was born, participating in some of the big revival churches in South America where there's tens and hundreds of thousands of people. But I have never, ever seen God do so much in such a short space of time and with such wide variety. And I think we need, this to me is greater than anything I have seen in the whole of my ministry. And I've seen some great things. And God said to me, you know, the best is yet to come. And this is just the gateway to the best. It's only the very beginning. But I want you to praise God that He is pouring out His best upon us. Amen. I'll go to the other mic now. What the Lord said to me this morning is, this is what I have. This is what God has because of the way He's moved upon us. He says, I now have a holy people here on whom my glory has come to rest, who have received a fresh anointing of my power and who can now walk in complete freedom. They have surrendered themselves to my purposes, have been freshly anointed to preach the gospel with the power and to perform signs and wonders. They know their place in Christ and that they are planted in the land for my kingdom purposes. They will go and preach the gospel and make disciples, and they will reign in my name as a people of praise. They can expect response like they've never seen before, a faith response from people, because they know my transcendent greatness and therefore can live in the fear of God, and they can take the land by faith. Now, that's no exaggeration to what God has done in 4 days. And this is the fruit of the acceleration that God has been talking to us about. Spirit of acceleration, accelerating His purposes amongst us. Are you enjoying being revived? I think some of you have thought, what's it all going to take? Freedom, joy, praise, more of God. Wonderful. Now, of course, we've got to see the fruit of it all. But you've heard me say before that when you see and hear of many people being saved and healed and the miracles and so on, all that is the fruit of the process of revival that has taken place among God's people. And that process has been taking place during these last 4 days. It makes all the prayer, all the preparation that for some of us have been going on for months with great intensity in the last weeks, makes it all worthwhile. And you realize that there are no cheap victories, that actually the measure you give is the measure you get back. That's a spiritual principle that runs throughout the Gospels. And those of you who have given of yourselves so wholeheartedly and completely during these last weeks will have reaped the benefit already. But the benefit of what God has been doing is for everyone, for all who are in the body. And we just need to see and to understand how that works. Some have really been like the priests that have gone before and the singers that have gone before. As we've been using this analogy of crossing over the Jordan into the land of promise, they're the ones that have stood in the water on behalf of the whole body so that the waters would be stopped. But the purpose of all that is so that the whole nation would cross over. And what God has been doing here in the last few days is so that the whole of Kingdom Faith crosses over into a new place with God. This really has been the end of one era and the beginning of another. It's been great the way that God's used Clive and I just to flow together. It's like one generation passing over to the next generation, the revival baton. And now the revival for which we prayed that will last for a generation can begin. This is just the gateway to that. And many things have been of real significance. I'm not going to go back over the past. I know it's galling, isn't it, when you hear of people talking of what great things have happened and you weren't there to actually be part of it. But the important thing this morning is that you can benefit from what God has been doing, because the benefit is for all of us. Of course, all of us still have to pass over. There is something that God needs to do in every single member of Kingdom Faith and all those who relate to Kingdom Faith in other churches. And during these next days and weeks, that process will be continuing till everybody has passed over. And during that time, of course, many new people will come in and they too will pass into the new thing. In fact, they'll come directly into the new because they were never part of the old. So this just gives us a little snapshot, if you like, into what is going to be happening in these coming weeks. And as I was praying this morning, God took me to the passage in John chapter 10 where Jesus says, I am the gate. The watchman opens the gate for the shepherd. And he was just showing me that those that have been vigilant in praying and preparing and getting their lives in order and seeking Him, believing the promises that He's been given for what He would do during this time, that those people are like the watchman who has opened the gate for the shepherd. But you see, it's opened the gate so that all may pass through. Every single one of us. That, if you like, is the thing that has to happen at the beginning of any significant move of God. There has to be an opening up of the way for God to do a new thing. And on the one hand, you know, when I was preparing this morning, I didn't want to overstate things, and I felt God saying, but you mustn't understate the significance of what has happened. Because you know from your own experience just how significant these last few days have been. Now, that might not appear to be the case for everybody here this morning, because it is a question of, well, you can't have benefited from it unless you were part of it. But you can benefit now. And what some of you have been learning during these last 3 or 4 days is that it's not got anything to do with having mighty experiences. What has been essential during these days is faith. That we have moved to the place where we are now by faith. God has spoken a series of things to us, and because by faith we believed him, he has done things in our hearts and lives. Whether you have an emotional experience or anything like that in the process is actually quite arbitrary. I mean, that is not the relevant thing at all. For me personally, I've had absolutely zero experience during the last 4 days. Absolutely zero. But I am in a different place with God than I was 4 days ago. I can't think of any moment in all the great things that have been going on when suddenly I was zapped by God, or suddenly I felt a whoo, you know, a fresh anointing or anything like that. But I've believed God step by step, and I've seen what God has been doing. I mean, I will never forget Friday night. It was such a privilege to be up here just to see what God was doing. And the release, and I mean, in all the places that I've been around the world in revival, in all these big revival churches and all the rest, I have never been in a meeting like Friday night. There was a release in the worship and joy and praise like I have never seen. And my goodness me, I've been in some hot spots all over the world. So I'm encouraged. I am greatly encouraged. I am very greatly encouraged. Of course, I'm also aware from experience that all the work now lies ahead of us. That God has not done this so that we can simply luxuriate in the glow of a few days of meetings. But everything is now going to be different. Why? Because of the dynamic of what God has been doing amongst us, the response is going to be different. And this is what we've already seen in the meetings. Again, what was it Friday night when there was that spontaneous response that I'd been praying for? Because that's what I've always seen in revival. You don't need altar calls. People just respond. In fact, people even come forward and start meeting with God while you're preaching sometimes. They don't wait for any invitation at the end. God, they just come under conviction. They come forward. They're on their knees. They're on their faces. You're still preaching the message. That's happened many, many times. But the thing is that it all happened spontaneously. And this for me is revival. Not having altar calls, not just praying for people, but having that spontaneous response to what God is saying, so that people can meet personally with him. And that is the point. It's not whether you have an experience, but whether you meet with him. I mean, you can say, well, that is an experience. Well, yes and no. It's not emotional. It's not a feeling. It's just knowing in your spirit that God has done something that he's needed to do, perhaps for a long time in your life. But you just know it's done. And because you know it's done, a release comes into your life, a freedom, a joy. And I said earlier, you see the freedom and joy and the youngsters here, but it's got nothing to do with their age. It really has got nothing to do with their age. These young people were not free like that when they came here 4 or 5 weeks ago. It's because of what they have exposed themselves to. The Word of God got involved in there in the prayer and really seeking God and had the expectation that these days were going to be absolutely crucial in their lives. And their lives are now marked indelibly with something that they can never, ever forget. But you see, you see them because they're up the front here and it's a little bit obvious. But the same is true for everybody else that has met with God this week. Whether they demonstrate that so explicitly as that or not, that's got nothing to do with it. But the point is that we have the freedom on the inside, and therefore we can express the freedom on the outside. So praise God. It's not a matter of looking at others that are free, but knowing that God's intention is for every one of us to know that kind of freedom on the inside of us. That there are no hindrances, there's nothing holding us back from God's best purposes. So I praise God that the gate is open. And what it says in John 10 is the sheep can therefore go in and out and find pasture. They're kept safe. They find pasture. They know the voice of the shepherd and they follow him. But this is where the analogy breaks down, because you don't expect sheep to do anything except provide wool and meat. But we are going to do great exploits. I said we are going to do great exploits. We are going to do the same things as Jesus and greater things still. Now, for some of you, the big issue this morning is, what have I missed? It's how can I really feel that I'm part of what God is doing? Well, my friends, I can't promise you that in 10 minutes this morning, everything can happen to you that has happened to people over 4 days, and with all the preparation that has gone before that. But what I can say to you is this, that it won't take you long to catch up, because you're all part of the same procession that God is leading over in triumph. But if it was something that could be achieved in 10 minutes, it wouldn't be worth achieving. God wants to do something much more thorough than that. So it is a question now of every one of us hanging in there together. God has spoken to us about covenant, about our relationship to and commitment to Him as a covenant people, and to one another as a covenant people, and our commitment of being in covenant with Horsham and wherever God sends us as the body of Christ. And what we need to do now is to work out that covenant, because very, very rapidly, the fresh anointing, the fresh release, the things that God has been doing amongst some of us will spread through the rest of us. But what you want is a deep and thorough work, not just something superficial. You don't want to sort of piggyback on the back of those that have done the work, if you understand me. We are all going to walk over there. None of us is going to be carried over there. We're all going to walk through this gate. And Jesus is the gate. So it's by fixing our focus on Him and coming to Him that God is then going to enable us to all experience this same release of what He has been doing. And you see, you could say that the whole thing is about two things. First, the spirit of faith. That, as I've already said, everything has been because of a response of faith to what God has said among God's people. So the whole process of what has been taking place has been one of faith. And, you know, Jesus said, didn't he, again and again, according to your faith, it will be done to you. As I say, I haven't had any great, wonderful experience myself, but my faith has been operating. Amen. And because my faith has been operating, I'm in a different place than I was 4 days ago. So that is one side of the coin. The other is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Everything has been the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Spirit of glory came upon us one night. The Spirit of power came upon us another night. The Spirit of freedom came upon us on another occasion. But it was all the Holy Spirit. It was like the Holy Spirit moving upon us in waves. You know, one wave accomplished this, the next wave accomplished that, the next wave. So now we have what is happening this morning as a direct consequence of the grace of God in pouring out His Spirit. Yes, we prepared in prayer, but it doesn't matter how much you prepare. Ultimately, it's all the grace of God. It's what God does. It's what God gives. It's the moving of His Spirit. It's the pouring out of His Spirit. So, my friends, I want to encourage you. The week started with a very serious evening and with a very deep challenge from God about whether we were prepared to be disciples, those who would deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow after Him. Not a new call, but a renewed call from God. And that was essential to the beginning of the whole process, because it was in response to that that the Spirit of God has moved in the way that He has, day by day, and is about to move again this morning. And is about to move again this morning. And is about to move again this morning. You see, now, did you receive that statement with faith? Or did you think, well, that would be nice, or I'll believe it when it happens? Because that's not faith, you see. The faith comes first and then the event. And so right at the beginning, God was challenging us to make a response of faith, to be those that would follow Him and be faithful and obedient to Him. Nothing new for us at Kingdom Faith, but something that had to be renewed so that God could then renew the life and power of His Spirit upon us. Repentance, which is really what Wednesday night was all about, repentance and faith. So let's all stand, shall we? Let's have everybody up. The scripture that we had on that first night was all about Jesus, that for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. Now, there's been a lot of joy around here this week, a lot of joy here this morning. Now, that's the joy that is set before us. That's the liberty. That's the freedom. You don't have to express it by jumping and jumping and jumping about, you know, my jumping days are limited as to how much I jump these days. But especially if I've got to preach afterwards, I don't want to preach out of breath. But it's not about jumping. It's about having the freedom inside. great when you can express that, but it's having it that matters. So right now, God is saying the joy is set before you. The goal of entering into the fulfillment of everything that I have promised is set before you. Set before all of us. To continue the analogy of Joshua, the priests are already in the water. That's happened this week. The flood waters are being held back, and everybody can pass over into all that God has promised. Or to use the other analogy, the watchmen have done their work. The gate is now open. And the sheep can go in and find pasture. So right now, why don't you talk to Jesus? Just thank Him that He's called you to be a part of a revived people that are going to bear much fruit for the glory of the Father. Now, I can't avoid saying this because, you know, in all honesty, it is something that some of us have got to face. Some of you may need to say to God now, Lord, forgive me for choosing to do other things than being here at such a crucial time this week. Now, let me say, I'm not saying that with any sense of condemnation or accusation. But some of you may just need to put that right with God right now, that you made choices to do other things instead. And what God has been saying to us this week is seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. But know there's no condemnation for you, that God is forgiving you right now. And let me tell you, it's His Spirit that has drawn you here this morning. Because it's still His purpose for you to pass over. For you to enter in, for you to go through the gate, whoever you are. So just thank the Lord for His mercy. He's not judging you, accusing you, condemning you, anything like that. It's out of His loving kindness that He is still reaching out to every one of us, still calling us by name. He calls His sheep by name and leads them. They know His voice and follow Him. So now you can say to the Lord, Lord, I want to pass through this gate. Lord, I want to cross over with the rest of the body. I want to enter into all that You are doing by Your Spirit amongst us here at Kingdom Faith. Thank You, Lord, that You've called me to be a part of this. And You haven't called me to be a second-class citizen. There's no first-class and second-class here, that we are all one in Christ Jesus. And we thank You, Lord. We praise You, precious Father. Hallelujah. So now you can simply say to the Lord, Lord, I'm ready to take up my cross and follow You. And what the evidence of what I see around me today is that that is not going to be a sad and despondent thing, but a joyful thing. That it's not your cross I have to carry, which indeed would be a sorrowful thing, but Lord, I thank You it's a joyful cross, because it's leading me into the revelation of Your joy, and it's going to be such a joy to see Your Spirit move, such a joy to see the fruit that You will produce in my life by Your grace and through Your love and Your power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Purataparia zetu lisatuba. If there's anything, you know, that has been holding you back, just let go of it now. Because Jesus says, as you take up your cross, you deny yourself. So let's say, Lord, I'm going to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. And I let go of anything and everything that has been a hindrance to your purpose in my life. I thank you that by the blood of Jesus, I am cut free from all that this morning. And I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. And I want to cross over along with everybody else, and I need that fresh anointing of your Spirit. Now, we're going to begin to praise God. And any of you that for one reason or another weren't able to be here during the week, but you want to cross over, as we praise God, just come and stand in the front here. Nobody's going to pray for you or anything, but the Spirit of God is going to come upon you, because this is what's been happening all week. People have just come forward and the Spirit of God has fallen on them. I don't know if they haven't come forward, whether that's happened, but it sure happened to people that have come forward. So we're just going to praise God. This is not a time to be shy. It's not a time to be self-conscious. It's not a time to wonder whether the person next to you is going to come forward. It's not an invitation for salvation. It's an invitation for fresh anointing, that the glory and the power and everything else that has been coming upon people will come upon you. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, you look not on the outward appearance, but on the heart. You see the outward appearance, Lord, that we have all come forward expressing a desire to be part of the new thing that you are doing amongst us. To cross over from what we have been into what you are now making us. That together we want to come through the gate that you have opened up before us, that we may enter in and find pasture and may go out with your life to touch the world with your love and your power. And as you see us standing here, Lord, you see the heart desire and longing in each one. And you have promised to answer the desire of our hearts. So I pray now that the Spirit of faith will operate in every single person standing here. And that we will receive by your grace all that we need for this whole process of transition to take place in every one of our lives. That we will maintain the unity of the body in the bond of peace, and that together we will bear the fruit. Together we will see the beginning of a revival that will last for a generation. Now, if you've come forward, just lift your hands to the Lord. Just lift your hands in surrender to Him. Say, Lord, I'm surrendering afresh my life to you. I'm ready to take up my cross and follow after you. And I can see that's a joyful thing. It's not a sorrowful thing. And Lord, I'm looking to you for the anointing of your Holy Spirit. That the Spirit of your glory will come and rest and remain upon me. That the Spirit of your power will come upon me afresh now to enable me to preach the gospel with signs and wonders and to be a faithful witness in the world. Thank you, Lord, for the release, the liberty, the freedom that you bring into my life right now. Because wherever your Spirit is, there is freedom. And I thank you for the fresh anointing of your Spirit in my life right now. Lord, I'm taking this by faith. I'm believing that from this time, everything is going to be different in my life. That you're freeing me from what I have been. You're making me what you want me to be. And I'm going to see such a response now that as I go out in your name and touch the lives of other people with your love, with your grace, with your power, that, Lord, I shall see such a response, such fruitfulness that will give me encouragement, but above all will give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Now just begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Hallelujah. Sato Bakarazi. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
praise you, Jesus.
Just turn to those around you and say, I've crossed over. Turn to them again and say, I've gone through the gate. And Jesus is the gate. Turn to them again and say, now there's a great new world awaiting me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, let's give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Now, Father, as one body, for which you, the unity for which you prayed, as one body, we are committed to following you, that you are our good shepherd. We are the sheep who know your voice. And thank you that you will lead us where you want us to be. Part of the body, but reaching out and touching the lives of so many other people with your life and your love and your power and your grace. And thank you that wherever we go, we're going to see response. Because we have responded to you, others will respond to us. And as they respond to us, so they will respond to you. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. Bless your wonderful name. Come on, let's shout our praise for God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Amen. You may go back to your places.
Going to read a few verses that we used at one point in the week, or God kind of showed us during the week, from Exodus 23. It says here, see, I am sending an angel ahead of you. That's not bad, is it? See, I'm sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. So God's already prepared the whole place, everything that we're coming into. Talks about paying attention to this angel and really following him and being obedient to how he leads. But it says here, my angel will go ahead of you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And it says here, this angel is going to wipe them out. Now, the ites are all the stuff that controls people's lives, has squashed people and affected people and all of that kind of stuff. So basically saying God's going before us to deal with all of the enemy activity in the plate that's going on in people's lives. He says here, don't bow down towards their gods or worship them or follow their practices. You must demolish them and break their sacred stones to pieces. So God's going to do that. But also we're involved in that because we're taking victory for people's lives in there. And we're going to see all the false gods, idols, all the stuff that's affected lives smashed over, you know, from their lives, so they can come into the same freedom, the same victory that we have. What's another key here in where we are? Worship the Lord your God. Listen to this. And his blessing will be on your food and water. It's interesting, in Joshua it says, on the 14th day of the month, it says they celebrated passing over. Now, yesterday was the 14th day of the month. On the 15th day, it says in Joshua, that was the last day that they ate any of the manna, and from that day onwards, they ate of the fruit of the land. So, today onwards is where we're going to eat of the fruit of the land. We're going to live off the fruit of the land that we have. You see, we already have coming in our full inheritance. We already have it in terms of who we are in Christ. And so we're taking in the fullness of what we already have into the land that does not have it, into people's lives that don't have it. And so as we praise God and as we worship God, we eat of the fruit of the land. What does that mean? Our food and our inheritance is the people's lives that God is going to totally transform. So as we worship God, He's going to see that all the supplies there for everything we need personally and as a church and everything. But as we worship the Lord, lives are going to become fruitful in a way that they just don't know it's possible yet. Because we're coming with freedom, we're coming with joy, we're coming with life, we're coming with salvation. Why it's been so great this week, that it's not been based around emotions and feelings and certain encounters, is because out there in our everyday life, we don't live in an emotion, we don't live out of an encounter, we live in the power of God. Sometimes you feel it, sometimes you don't. When Jesus walked around, we would say He was the most holy, yet the most free, yet the most joyful person, but yet He was very, very down to earth in the way that He walked about and all of that. And for us, we live in a very everyday world, so we don't live in a bunch of spiritual feelings all the time. And I believe God has really made this last few days a real time of faith, because that's what we need out there. We don't need an emotion out there or an encounter out there. We need to live by faith out there. Because we're going to see loads happen when we meet together, and it's important for a body of people to meet together for something to happen to everybody, at the same time. But we take what God has done by faith now, and we then live that out. There's some more promises. Here we go, a couple of other things. Worship the Lord your God, and His blessing will be on your food and on your water. I will take away sickness from among you. So we are a healthy people here, and everybody we come across is going to become healthy, because you give of what you have received. From the overflow of what we have, we give. And so if we're living an overflowing life of health and wholeness, then what are other people going to get? They're going to get health and wholeness as well. Remember, this life here is a life of faith. It's not, well, I'll see it, then believe it. It's, hang on, this is what God has said. This is what I've received. So this is what I'm going for. And as I go for that, that's what I'm going to see. Amen. A couple of other things here. And none, this is brilliant, and none will miscarry or be barren. What does that mean? It means every person is going to be fruitful. Every person is going to be given life where there isn't life. See, what does your faith do? Your faith brings life where there isn't any. How many of you work with people that don't know God? How many people you live next door to someone that doesn't know God? They might have natural life, but they don't have eternal life. And God's going to bring life through you and me, and everybody is going to be fruitful. It doesn't say only the real spiritual ones, or the ones we think are spiritual, or the whatevers are going to bear fruit. It says, and none will miscarry or be barren. That means everyone is going to be fruitful. Just turn to somebody next to you and say, man, my life's going to change from today onwards. Now look at this one. This is a great one, especially if you're getting a bit older, but this is good anyway. Listen to this. And it says here, the Lord says, and I will give you a full life span. So we've got a long life ahead of us, but a very, very joyful one. You know, one of the things that has marked, not just this time, but the last few weeks, is a growing sense of celebration, joy, that we're living. We're going to have a whole generation of time of celebration, of joy. God still wants to remind us, we haven't got time this morning, in these coming weeks, just how much He has done for us and how much we live in the good of that. I think it's going to take us a while to get to grips with just the total blessing, abundance that God has already given us, but He wants us to live in more and more and more. Sometimes we go, it's just too good to be true. It's not. It is true. And how much God wants us to live in just the sheer abundance and goodness of who He is. Your response will change everything. Your response will change everything. And then God said He's going to send His terror, freak the enemy out and all of that. That's brilliant. And because we're not going to terrorize the enemy. God terrorizes the enemy. We just do whatever God says. Anyway, there's loads of promises in here, loads of great stuff. Then listen to this, last one. It says here, but I will not, oh, this is important. There is all important, but this one is. What God says here, He's going to drive out the enemy, right? But what He says here, and you remember we had that scripture last week about the jackals, about the wild animals and the owls. Remember that one? Yes? No? Just at least look interested, even if you're not. Yeah? Okay, cool. Last week, it talked about that He's making a way in the desert, streams in the wasteland and all of that. And about the wild animals, jackals and owls, and they're going to praise Him. Well, look, it brings it in this scripture here. But I will not drive them out in a single year. Interesting. God's been talking about a generation of time, seeing something for turning the tide of a godless society, but it's going to take a generation of time. God could do it in a day, but what He's saying here is if I drove them out in a year, you would not be able to handle it because the land would become desolate and the wild animals too numerous for you. So God's going to take us step by step. We're going to see an increase as we go of lives being transformed and things happening and everything. But it's going to take a while because here is about making disciples. It's not just about a big experience or something. It's about lives making disciples. And so in God's wisdom, He's saying, I'm going to lead you step by step. If it all happened in one go, there'd be too much for you to handle. You wouldn't know what to do with it all. And so I'm going to lead you step by step. Little by little, I will drive them out before you until you have increased enough to take possession of the land. So that means turning of a godless society right across this nation. It's going to take a while. It's going to be step by step, but we're in there now. And now there's just going to be an increase daily, weekly, monthly, by year, just an increase in what God's doing. Your response will change everything. Amen. I tell you, it really is. What you believe, you will see. What you believe, you will see. It's not what somebody else believes, it's what you believe, you will see. You don't want to look at somebody else's faith and see what they're seeing, right? I want to see what God's going to do through my life. You want to, and then through our life together as a body of people. But there's a load of stories that God wants to write about things that He does through your life because your response was, I believe you, God. I believe you, Father. I'm going with you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. These are days because of what you've done in me that I'm going to see things I've never seen before. If we're coming into new things, then we're going to be seeing things that we've never seen before. Amen. So let's go from today believing, not from an experience, but because God has said something. And how many of you know, once God has said it, it is released. And how many of you know, God watches over His word to make sure that it is performed, that it happens. Man, this year, so we've got a whole generation of celebration, joy, victory. It's going to be hard work. It's going to be hard work. It's going to be hard work, but it's going to be joyful hard work. Just just to finish, we've got a couple of practical bits we need to do. Matthew 20 in there talks about the owner of the vineyard who employed some guys early in the morning, and they agreed to have a denarius for their day's work. And then he got different guys during the day. Some came at 9 o'clock, then at midday, then at 3 o'clock, and some for the last hour. When he came to pay them all, no matter whether they worked all day or whether for 1 hour, they all got the same. They all got a denarius. Some of the guys who were right at the beginning of the day said, "We worked in the heat of the day and you only gave us a night." And he said, "Look," he said, "hang on a minute." He said, "You agreed to work for a denarius, and that's what you've got." And he says, if I want to pay somebody a denarius for working 1 hour and pay you a denarius for working the whole day, that's up to me, you know. And, you know, in one sense, you could say, over a period of years, we've all taken the heat of the day in our lives and wanted to press in with God and all of that. There are others that are going to come in at 9 o'clock, others coming in at 12 o'clock, others coming in at 3 o'clock, others coming in at 5 o'clock, others coming in at the last moment. But it says you're all going to live in the blessing and in the abundance of the land. The other side of that, though, is if you're there earlier, the more you sow, the more you're going to... That's another truth in there as well. The guys who worked all day sowed a lot more and would reap a lot more from the land than the guys who did work the last hour. So I don't know about you, I want to be there. I want to be part of the early bird, you know, crowd that are sowing and sowing and sowing and sowing and sowing with faith, because then you're going to see more and more and more and more and more and more. I don't want to just turn up at the last hour. I know there's loads of people out there, but what he's saying is we're all going to live in the blessing of the land, the fruit of the land. But I want to make sure I'm sowing to produce loads and loads of fruit and see loads and loads of things happening. What do you reckon? Come on, let's jump to our feet, shall we? Give God a great shout of praise. Come on.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.